Buongiorno everybody and welcome to this screencast about the Access Control Service extensions for Umbraco. The ACS extensions for Umbraco allow you to enhance your Umbraco 4.7 instance with advanced authentication and authorization capabilities. In today's screencast, we are going to focus on how to work with users coming from social providers, let's say LiveID, Facebook, Google, Yahoo. You will learn how to take your existing instance and invite users from those providers so that they don't have to create a brand new account for accessing your website. And you will also learn how to authorize their access, so assign roles and manage restricted access to resources. And without further ado, let's get started. During the setup video, you have seen how to set up your website. And here there is your website with all the default settings. Now let's go on the management UI and let's start by working through our tasks. Specifically here, typically your users are what in Umbraco parlance are called members. Let's say the accounts that are allowed to access your system. And all our system is based on role-based authentication. So the first thing that we need to do for starting our operations is to create some roles. And here we'll start by creating a common members role. And let's also create one, something more powerful, like, I don't know, Illuminati. Great. At this point, we have two roles, which will allow us to differentiate on the capabilities that the user can have in our system. Now, let's go back to the content. We need a way of authenticating users. And at this point here, we have none. So we have to create a couple of content assets that will allow us to prompt the user to understand from where they are coming from. So let's start by creating one page, which I will call Login. And then let's create some meaningful text here, like, for example, welcome back. Please sign in with your preferred provider. Okay. And then here we can start using our extension. We have a list of macros, and the macro we want to use here is the login macro, which will substantially render all the identity providers that we are federating with. So let's make sure that it doesn't show in the navigation, save and publish, and that's it. Then we want an error page in case the user is not authenticated. Unauthorized, some meaningful text, sorry no bonus, also this one should not be shown. And let's save. Perfect. At this point, we have, at this point, we have the assets for securing things. Then let's pick one page, like for example, GoFarther. And let's say that we want to grant access to this page only if you are one of the Illuminati. So we can assign a role-based protection. And we can say, okay, you have to be an Illuminati for coming here. And what is the login page we want to use? Well, the one we just created. And the error page, the same. So we can hit update. Okay, that's great. At this point, we secured this page and we have a machinery for logging in users. So let's see how it works. Let's go to our Umbraco website. Let's try to go further. And here the system, as you can see, renders the list of identity providers that we configured in the tutorial for setting up the system. And side by side, we still have the capability of using the classic Umbraco infrastructure, the username, membership, password. But of course, we don't want to. And now here, of course, we didn't add any user yet. So even if I had signed in, nothing would happen. I don't have any member yet here. So let's close and let's come back to our system. Now, for inviting members in our system, we need to add a couple of assets for managing the sign-up process. So let me come here and add a new page, which this time I will call sign-up. In the sign-up page, I'll add something like please choose your preferred provider for registering your account. Yes, I hunt and peck. I'm sorry. I am a very slow typist. Please choose your preferred provider for registering your account with simple website. And at this point, we have to add something for the user to pick that up. And once again, we are going to pick a macro. And this time we'll pick the federated login macro, which is substantially the same as the login macro, but it omits the username and password fields, because in this case, we don't need that. We want to register only social members. So once again, we want to hide it and let's publish it. And then here, there is the last asset we needed to add, which is one page which we'll have to call activation. The name is important. You'll see in a moment why. And here, substantially, we have to write something like congratulations, your account is now registered. Okay. Oops, save and publish. We want again to hide it. Okay. So at this point, we want to protect this page in a way that it will actually trigger the activation flow, the sign up. So we want everybody to be able to access this page, and we want as login to use the sign up page so that they can associate their part. And as error, I could create a specific error page for this flow, but for the purpose of this demo, we are here. Okay, now we have all the machinery for starting the activation. Now let's go ahead and let's actually start inviting members. So normally in Umbraco, you would have to add your own member type, and Umbraco provides you with basic classes that you can use for using their own internal membership provider system, so username, password, and similar. Here we added a new flow. When you want to create a member, instead of asking for username and password, we can actually do things like just asking for the username. Let's say Adam Carter, the email where we want to send the invitation to join this website. So adamcarter64@live.com. And here there is the text that we are going to send for inviting the user. The important part to leave unchanged is this string. That string is going to be substituted by the extension with one activation URL, which is going to associate this specific Umbraco member I'm creating now with the account that Adam will choose for registering here. So here I can write something like of course, here I'm just doing it for this specific case, but if you want to modify this template for good, like for all your users, you can actually go in the Umbraco website and in AppData, there is this activation email template where you can change your activation message and you can change all the various settings. So you have a complete control over this customization. So at this time, I can just hit create. And now I have a new member. At this point, let's say that I want to make Adam just a common member. So I can save. And as you can see here, there are various properties that are associated to this user. One is if we actually already sent the invitation, which is indeed the case. And it also tells you if the user already activated the account, which that's not the case, we just sent the invitation, and from which identity provider is coming from, because that will be important for the authentication part. So now let's go to Hotmail, and let's see if we received something. Okay, here I'm Adam, as you can see, and I got this mail, and as you may recognize it, that's exactly the mail that we sent. Now, this URL is interesting to observe. There is the Umbraco website and the activation page, which we just received. And we are passing as a parameter a ticket number. This ticket number was created specifically for this member so that we can associate whatever system Adam will decide to use as authentication with the roles and all the characteristics of our Umbraco member. So if I now follow this link, as you can see here, I landed on activation. But since activation is protected, I was redirected to the sign up page. The sign up page renders my list of users, of providers, but of course omits the username and password. Here I can pick whatever I want. I'm not forced to use Live ID because I got the email there. So the notification email verification system is independent from the authentication mechanism. So I will choose Live ID. And at this point, my Umbraco extension associated my Live ID account with the account that I have here in the members. If I come back here and I hit refresh, now I have to go retrieve Adam. As you can see now, Adam results as activated and the identity provider is Windows Live ID. So at this point, I can actually try to click on Go Further. But since Adam is not one of the Illuminati, he's now authenticated, but it will not be authorized. In fact, let's click on it and unauthorized. However, that's pretty easy to change, because now I can just come here, assign the role to Adam, come back here, and of course, now it worked. So there you have it. You have seen how it's very easy to adapt your content for accommodating sign-in and sign-up capabilities. I just did a couple of clicks and everything worked. And how easy it is to invite members without having to manage their own username and passwords, without asking them to create a new account, because at that point they can reuse their own, and how easy it is to manage authorization for them. In the next screencast, I'm going to show you how to do the same with business identity providers, so Active Directory and similar. Until then, thank you for your attention.